Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below to keep me making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Hawk and the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one is Vampire Leech, and I ask you guys if you would get together with her, spelled W-O-O-D. And since she identifies as a vampire, one guy asked the question, would, like as in steak. But there isn't enough Prozac in the world to get me to go near someone like this. There are probably 12 demons alone residing in this vessel. If in 10 years the average woman starts looking like this, where do we go from there? Moving on is Henry Cavill saying that he prefers playing video games rather than hanging out with actual people. So he's an introverted nerd, and this is the type of nerd that women want. But if he ever got married, a woman would probably be trying to get rid of his hobbies like video gaming and Warhammer, so she could parade him around in a socially acceptable way to her family and friends. Someone named Dan says this is why he will never get a woman. More likely, he doesn't want one. Number three, the body positivity movement is not for overweight men, but only overweight women, it seems. All women have to be told that they're beautiful these days, even when they aren't. But if a man tries to get in on that action, women hate him for it. All women are beautiful, but not all men are worthy of having a relationship or sex, according to them. Up next is a woman saying that her value isn't based on her sexual history, saying this, of course, with her shirt off. Some guy responds by saying that if a pair of shoes has over 50 previous owners, its value is going to go down. We all know a woman with no standards has no value. Any woman that feels the need to say something like this is probably compensating for being run through by every Tom, Dick, and Harry out there. Number five is a woman that spent $20,000 on plastic surgery to try and get a man, but it hasn't worked apparently, and she's been single for 7 years. She's clearly lying because women are rarely single. She probably paid this paper to make a story about her as a sort of dating ad. Are you telling me that for 7 years no hot Chad banged her? Yes, he most likely did, and he probably didn't stay with her. Saying she's been single for 7 years is her attempt to say I haven't been run through, and I have value. Moving on, we have John, a 6-foot-tall guy with his act together, saying that no single moms should respond to him on his dating ad, because if she's a catch, then the previous guy wouldn't have left her and the kids behind, or she wouldn't have gotten rid of him in the first place. John probably brought that up because he doesn't date single mothers, because that's probably who's been hitting on him all the time, and he finally got tired of it. Maybe many of us should create similar profiles to piss off all the proud owners of Ray Ray's babies out there. Up next is a woman that tried to pour acid on her ex's face, but the wind blew it on her face instead. This is what they call instant karma. God has spoken, and this is divine justice. I hope she likes wearing an eye patch for the rest of her life looking like Snake from Metal Gear. Women's logic in this case is that it's the man's fault the acid got on her face, because he shouldn't have made her mad enough to throw it in the first place. Number 8, next time you watch Elsa with your kids, remember that she's based on a corn actress that's made over 6,000 movies. Enjoy never seeing Disney the same way again. Actually, Elsa, the real-life actress, started doing what she did in 2015, and Frozen came out in 2013. All she needs to do is braid her hair the same way, and she could do an Elsa parody that everyone would pay for. Moving on is Puppy Girl, and she's telling non-American girls doing Fansly and Lonely Fans trying to immigrate to the United States good luck, because they refused her visa because she's a so-called working girl. It's a good thing to know that America is still somewhat trying to keep the high-notch gal women out of the country. Odds are they're just trying to protect the jobs and incomes of the existing OF girls in the country. Now if only they would kick out the ones doing it already. Number 10, we have Rachel Zegler, the actress that was going to be Snow White, even though she wasn't white, being booted out of the movie because she's so unlikable, and was attacking the legacy of the original film. Disney has pissed off so many fans that we're no longer angry, but we're completely indifferent and we just ignore them. Looks like Disney fans have gone their own way from the House of Mouse. Remember, guys, that the original Snow White needed to get up because dinner wasn't going to cook itself. Up next, we have Italian President Meloni saying that she would be the first to throw herself into the water to save the migrants. If she's what qualifies as right-wing these days, then Europe is doomed. She's a female chameleon that said all the right things to get into office, and is now doing a 180 saying Italy needs Africans to save it. Women complain about male rapists all the time, but this one actually wants more of them in her country. Number 12 is Grace, and she's looking for a quickie while the husband watches. She's probably been through so many men that she ended up chipping that tooth. She's also preggers, so she probably wanted to do it raw dog styles, considering you can't get her pregnant no more. Any guy's baby batter going in is just going to bounce off the baby that's already in there. Either that or go in the child's ears and brain, which will be flooded by foreign sailors. Moving on, I ask you guys, would you dress like this for Halloween? She looks like a pincushion with eyes. I wonder if anyone out there has a big magnet that she could take a closer look at. She probably thinks that she's stunning and brave, but she's just sad and broken. You have to wonder how many daddy issues she has to look like this. In her mind, she's probably screaming out, "Daddy, why can't I find a job?" Dad probably paid for all the piercings and tattoos too. Number 14 shows us that while women scream about the patriarchy, what they actually have is privilege. The privilege to control 60% of all household wealth. Yet they complain about the wage gap. They also complain about being physically hurt, but men are more likely to get assaulted. I've always said that women complaining about the patriarchy is projection, so we don't bring up the matriarchy. Up next, we have a woman that didn't learn to cook because her mother told her that she needed to so she could cook for her husband one day, and that made her upset. And now she's out on her own at 23 and starving. If only there were places on the internet that contained millions of free recipe videos. But judging by her profile picture, it doesn't look like she's starving all that much. Moving on, we have a situation where a man found out that his daughter wasn't his biologically, and he cut off her tuition money for college to focus it on his other children. You know, the ones that are actually his. The guy sounds like a monster, and I would have found a different way to punish the mother, but this girl should just now transfer to a state university that's a lot cheaper. Maybe she should also get her real dad to pay for her edumacation. It's only fair, of course. Number 17 looks like an innocent enough horse girl saying that each horse has its own personality, and that learning new things makes her so happy. Later on, there's a video of her saying that she loves horse swing swings. Tell me you did something illegal without telling me. Looks like just like the dog pill, the horse pill is just as real. Apparently she used that schwing schwang quite a bit from all the videos she made. Up next is a real plot twist. Looks like little Ray Ray came out of his mother with blonde hair and light skin. And Ray Ray Sr. looks like he's sad and got scammed. This kind of stuff only seems to happen in a parallel universe where the most advanced country in the world is Wakanda. Chad 1, Ray Ray 0. Notice the matching king and queen shirts, and the little guy is wearing a shirt that says Prince. Jeans are funny, don't you know? Number 19 is a woman that looks perfectly sweet in a stalker kind of way, saying that her boyfriend lied about cheating on her so that she would break up with him. I said the same thing to my first girlfriend because after a while I realized that I wasn't all that attracted to her, and that I was just 16 years old and it was hormones. It would have been worse if I told her she wasn't beautiful enough for me. But the guy in this case sounds like he's scared because she's crazy. She must be awesome in the sack, though. Moving on is an insult that got his Tinder insights. He swiped over a million times to the right and got 700 matches, 220 chats, and only one date out of all of it. Looks like he lost that numbers game. This is the truth about Tinder. The odds of matching if you're the average man and getting an actual date out of it is less than 1%. Now he's probably got carpal tunnel syndrome from all that swiping. Damn, I always wondered what this guy's origin story was. Number 21 says it's important to choose the right wife. One poops the bed, another one plays with sharp objects. Another enjoys being filled with black objects. And the last one enjoys her husband being violent on her behalf. I say choose no wife, and then you won't have to deal with this sort of drama. The crazy thing is that Brittany would be the best choice, even with her being the founder of Knife Club. Up next is a woman saying that she's ruined her 20s, but will be partying with her bestie in her 40s. I presume the cold child behind her. But she didn't just ruin her 20s. She ruined your whole life. That kid won't be your bestie, but will instead do whatever it wants. This is yet another example of a meme in real life. Number 23, we have a Texas teacher that allegedly gave fellatio to a student in class. And she still sounds like the teacher of the year. It must have been part of the Head Start program. If a man had done this, he would have been put away for life with no chance of parole. I'm so sick and tired of unequal sentencing for the equal crime. Moving on is a woman that says her period blood leaked through her shorts, but that she'll continue working out because it's perfectly normal. She says it's embarrassing one moment, and then she's sharing it on social media the next. This is what I mean by female emotional duality. They want to feel shame and attention at the same time. There's that old line where you shouldn't trust anything that bleeds for 7 days and doesn't die. What do you think? Number 25, and the last one for this week, is the difference between a man taking a shower and a woman taking one. Once all the fake-up comes off, she looks like an addict, and the man looks like a gentleman once he gets out of the shower. Without all the image-enhancing products, men would be the beautiful ones, like the peacock, and women would drop one or two notches with regards to the sexual marketplace. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a like to push it in the algorithm, and so that new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this video series and want to see me expand it to more than 2 days a week, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, and I'll occasionally make a third video like this each week. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.